Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is your host, Estelle. It's Monday and the start of a new semester for college students. 今天星期一，也是大学生开学的日子。大家有没有什么新学期新希望呢？或者是上班族的朋友们也可以为自己定下几个新的目标。我的新学期新希望就是早睡早起，上课不偷懒，精进新闻能力，还有多多阅读。I'm a bit ashamed to say that I haven't really been reading for the past few years, especially since I got a smartphone. I feel like I've spent too much time on the internet. Maybe it's time for a change. The other day, I stumbled upon a video on VoiceTube that I thought would be pretty helpful for me or anyone with the same problem. And that video happens to be today's video, titled How to Read a Book a Week, 3 Proven Tricks.三个妙招，换个心情读书也能变习惯。The video teaches us 3 ways to get ourselves to start reading again. And without further ado, let's jump right into our sentence of the day. Well, you can basically guarantee that you'll read a book a week by taking advantage of 3 psychological tricks. 慢点再来一次。Well, you can basically guarantee that you'll read a book a week by taking advantage of 3 psychological tricks. 发音的部分我们首先要来注意的是 basically 这个单字。Basically 的 C-A-L-L-Y 可以直接念成 cli, basically. 然后下一个单字 guarantee 的 U 呢不发音，然后第一个 A 发的是 a 的音，第二个 A 发 所以是 guarantee。再来，我们来看看连音句子中间的 that you'll， 常常 T 结尾跟 Y 开头，有些人会念 that you'll， 有些人会念 that you'll， 这两个都可以，只要念得顺就好了。然后接下来是子音结尾母音开头的部分也要做连音 read a book a week advantage of 还有接下来有一个非常难念的部分 of three 这种 F 结尾 TH 开头要多多练习 of three 好的，接下来是断句的部分。那这边句首的 well 只是一个语助词，有点像是中文的就是要想一下再带出接下来要讲的事情。那这种时候你后面的这个逗点呢，可以顿一下也可以不顿，影片里面是不顿，但是其实很多人讲话的时候都会先顿一下，就是表示在思考嘛，所以就 well 停一下。 You can basically guarantee that you read a book a week， 然后这边再停一下再讲出方式 by taking advantage of 3 psychological tricks。 Well, you can basically guarantee that you read a book a week by taking advantage of 3 psychological tricks。 接下来我们来看看今天要学习的单字。第一个单字呢是 guarantee 在今天的句子里面是当作动词，意思是保证、担保、保障。 For example, the 3-month course guarantees a noticeable improvement in your English skills. 这堂三个月的课程保证会让你的英文显著进步。那 guarantee 也可以当成保固的意思。The washing machine is guaranteed for 5 years. 这台洗衣机保固五年。那 guarantee 也可以当作名词，像刚刚那句话也可以说成 The washing machine comes with a 3-year guarantee. 当名词时还可以这样子用。There is no guarantee that the new equipment will generate more income. 无法保证新的设施能够带来更多的收入。今天的第二个单字呢是 advantage。 Advantage 是名词，意思是有利条件、因素或者是优势、好处。 For example, the advantage of doing an internship is you will end up having more work experience than someone who has never worked before. 实习的好处是你最后会获得比完全没有工作过的人来得多的工作经验。句子里面的片语 take advantage of 意思是利用或者是善用某个机会，但如果是 take advantage of someone， 意思就会是占某人的便宜或是欺骗某人。 For example, he was devastated to find out that he had been taken advantage of by the woman he was in love with. 当他发现自己被所爱的女人利用之后，心都碎了。 advantage 的形容词形态是 advantageous， advantageous。要注意的是，它的重音变成到第三音节 advantageous。那意思呢，就是有利的、有优势的、有好处的。For example, the lower sales taxes are advantageous for small businesses。较低的营业税税率对小型企业是有利的。下一个单字我们来看到 psychological。Psychological 就是心理的、心理学的。For example, excessive stress greatly affects one's psychological well-being. 过度的压力大大影响心理健康。那有几个跟 psychological 有关的单字我想补充一下。第一个呢是 psychology。Psychology 就是心理学。那心理学家呢则是 psychologist。Psychologist。像是临床心理学家就是 clinical psychologist。那 psycho 这个字首呢，我们上个礼拜有提过，就是跟精神啊、心理有关的，像是 psychoactive 就是作用于精神心理的。不过如果直接把 psycho 拿来当一个字来用，意思就会是疯子，它是一个非常凶、非常 offensive 在骂人的话，所以大家不要太常用。好，今天的最后一个单字呢是 trick。Trick 是名词，意思是诀窍、秘诀、技巧。For example, the trick to having great English skills is to practice it every day. 拥有良好英文能力的诀窍就是天天练习。我想补充一个很有趣的 trick 的用法，就是 every trick in the book， 意思是浑身解数，无所不用其极。He tried every trick in the book, but still couldn't win the girl's heart. 他使出浑身解数，却依然得不到那女孩的芳心。Trick 也可以指骗局、诡计或者是恶作剧，像是万圣节 Halloween 最常听到的 Trick or Treat 就是不给糖就捣蛋。那如果要说对某人恶作剧，英文就会是 Play a trick on somebody. For example, my brother played a trick on me on April Fool's Day. 我哥在愚人节的时候对我恶作剧。Trick 也可以当成动词来使用，意思就是欺骗、诱骗、哄骗。He was tricked into doing unpaid work for 3 days. 他被骗去无酬工作三天。Alrighty, let's go through our sentence again. Well, you can basically guarantee that you'll read a book a week by taking advantage of 3 psychological tricks. So the 3 tricks mentioned in today's video are implementation intention, chunking, and temptation bundling. 实施意图、组块化和诱惑捆绑。So you should set a deadline on when to finish a certain chapter or subsection and then reward yourself after you've done it. Hopefully, you can pick up the habit of reading and have it become something you do on a regular basis. I'll try the tricks too.我也要来试试看这些技巧，希望能够成功养成固定阅读的习惯。大家有什么喜欢的书可以推荐给我吗？ How often do you read? Do you have any books that you like and want to share with me? Please leave a comment to let me know. And don't forget to record your own challenge. 还有大家要多多在脸书啊，或是其他的社群网站上分享我们的口说挑战，邀请更多人来一起快乐学英文。Okay, hope you all have a great week. See you next time. Bye!